Hello, Tea Crew, and welcome to a brand new episode of Tea Talk with Sha. Today, we're going to be getting into all the trending topics all over social media and the internet, and we're also going to be doing a deep dive into summer concerts, so you're not going to want to miss this episode. Stay tuned. All right, Tea Crew, the tea is hot per usual, so let's just get straight into it with the craziness that I woke up to this morning. So we all know that Natalie Nunn has been accused several times of, you know, hooking up with a cast, hooking up with talent, people that she's working with on these zoo shows that she produces and stars in, right? So Sunny Girl, a former castmate of the Baddies franchise, chose violence this morning when she reposted a voicemail, which seems to be Lemuel Plummer. And in the background, photos and videos of Natalie Nunn with Curtis Golden, one of the former Bad Boys of LA. And I was like, oh my God, because past allegations, you know, people have said things, Natalie's denied it, you know, Jacob denies it, you know, saying that it's just people trying to get between their marriage and she's just getting to the bag and nothing else. And then we hear this voicemail, and in the voicemail, Lemuel's basically like, if you want to risk it all by being seen in public with Curtis, you know, being flirty with Curtis, kissing on Curtis, whatever you're doing, that's your business. Like, I'm not getting involved with that. It's too messy for me. I'm not getting involved in it. And I was just like, ooh. I mean, now Sunny Girl herself has caught a little bit of friction in her career since leaving the Baddies house. I think she feels as though she was going to be able to parlay her popularity on that show, because she was a fan favorite, to a music career. But she's finding out things like, you know, copyright, publishing, it's not so easy. Even when you have a bag to secure a feature, it's not so easy to get your song to pop. And I think that's caused a lot of, you know, resentment towards the other Baddies girls and just her career in general. So she really just chose violence this morning. I don't know. I mean, there's nothing that Natalie can really say with the pictures and the videos that have been posted by Sunny Girl, except to say that she's a hater and, you know, she's manipulating the situation to make it seem like something is going on, but that actually nothing is going on. I don't know. You know, as always, we just pray for the situation and everything that's going on, because, you know, she does have a family and a daughter. So hoping that everything is okay with that situation. All right, let's get into the next topic here. Trish Cyrus, who is the ex-wife of Billy Ray Cyrus and the mother of Miley Cyrus, is now being accused of stealing her youngest daughter, Noah Cyrus's boyfriend, and then marrying him. So let's back it up a little bit. So Dominic Purcell came to fame in Prison Break, and he's also part, I think, of the Marvel Universe as one of those characters. The Flash is Marvel, right? Or is that DC? No, The Flash is DC. So he's part of that universe because he's involved with The Flash and all that. So, you know, great actor, been in a lot of things. You've probably seen him. Look the name up, right? He is a 54-year-old man. Now, he is married to someone very age-appropriate, Trish Cyrus, which is Billy's ex-wife and Miley and Noah's mother. She is 56 years old. So she's 2 years Dominic's senior. But the tea is Noah, the woman that he was dating at the time, before he met Trish, is 24 now, and she was 22 at the time when they were casually dating. This is just a mess. And now I see why the family was kind of divided on Trish's wedding, because all of her kids did not go. And people pointed to this as possibly being a loyalty to their father, Billy Ray Cyrus, when in actuality, it was just because the situation was very, very messy. I will say this. Miley never seemed to step away from Billy Ray Cyrus as he was doing his dirt, because I think she really felt like they were a match made in heaven. Billy Ray went off and married somebody who was like 19 or 20 after the divorce from Trish. And then Trish ended up pulling this mess on her own daughter. So I think this is where Miley is like, yeah, I don't put it past either of them. I try to be cordial with both of them. But as far as a relationship, because she is so close to her mother, Miley's so close to her mother, but for her mom to even listen, you are the ex-wife of Billy Ray Cyrus. She's also beautiful. She aged very well. You know, she looks very good. It's not even for her age. She just looks good, period, right? There's plenty of men that you could have dated. Why are you dating someone who's tied and affiliated to your daughter? It makes no sense in my mind why Trish would even do this. And then for it to come public, like somebody must have told the story or thought it was cute or something to be like, oh yeah, Dominic used to date Noah. Like, yikes. Like the age gap on that situation, I don't know. It's just like, these people be living in a different world. I always say that, but it's so true. All right, let's move on to the next topic here. Dream Doll's soccer boyfriend, Quincy Promes, is given a 6-year sentence for drug trafficking, but he is playing soccer in Russia and won't be back to serve time anytime soon. I don't know what this is. Basically, Dream Doll soft launched her boyfriend, right? And it turned out to be Quincy Promes. Now, people found this out because Dream Doll posted a picture from her birthday party where she's on a yacht and she's with this guy, Quincy. So people saw the picture and were able to connect the tattoos and the things. You know the FBI gonna be on it, the FBI of Instagram gonna be on it and be able to find that person. And then somebody else wrote in the comments that, you know, he is basically a criminal. And this comment was not responded to, but I don't think it was even taken down. It was very, very, it was up there for a very long time. So, he never showed up for court in Amsterdam where the allegations, were set forth. He never showed up to court. So he was just sentenced in absentia, which is basically where they sentence you even though you didn't come. So I guess if he ever goes to Amsterdam again, you know, he'll have a warrant for his arrest that he has to turn himself in. But currently he is playing soccer in Russia. And I don't think Russia has an extradition policy to Amsterdam. So I guess as long as he continues to play soccer for Russia, he can avoid these charges. This is wild to me. I had to look up absentia because I was like, how come he don't have to go to jail? You've been sentenced. Why aren't you in prison? So yeah, that's that. Shout out to Dream Doll, though. We like Dream Doll at this podcast. She's a cool girl. I like to see her get a hit this year and really blow up. You know, I think she's a talented rapper and a sweet person from what I could tell on College Hill when she was on Celebrity College Hill. So shout out to you, Dream Doll. I mean, they can't all be winners. Just, you know, be like Portia and separate yourself from him before he can do any real damage. All right, let's get into the next topic. Cardi B dropped new music in her Like What freestyle for sampling Missy Elliott. Now, Cardi B hasn't dropped solo in a very long time. I can't think of the last thing that we've heard Cardi B on by herself. She did Jealousy with her husband, her husband. They're not divorced. I was going to say her ex-husband, but that's her estranged husband, to be technically accurate. So she did that song with him, and then she did Bongos with Meg Thee Stallion, but she really hasn't done solo music in a very long time, so the fans are really happy to see that. I did see some criticism about her having 9 writers on a freestyle, or 9 credited writers on what is a freestyle record, but it's like, we all know Cardi never said she wrote her own music, so this is not a shade. I just feel like, okay, so she doesn't write her own music. A lot of people don't write their own music, and they're still good. I like the song. I've been bumping it all weekend. I enjoy it. I really like that Missy Elliott song that she sampled from, and it's enjoyable. It's fun. She's, like, popping her stuff. Her body looks great. The outfits are cool. You know, the fashion is fashioning in the visuals. And I like it. I really do. I think it's cute. I think it's fun. You know, it's nice. I'm enjoying it. I can't wait to see what is going to come about. Oh, also it directed the video. So she kind of threw a little, you know, hint in there that they're kind of working on things or whatever. Girl, I don't know. Girl, stay with that man till the end of time. At the end of the day, I understand like what is going on with the situation to the point where it's like you want to get rid of him, but you're married and now you have two children with him. And the children, I'm sure, are just like enamored with him, right? He's the apple of their eyes. They love daddy. Kids always do, especially when the daddy's in the home, because, you know, daddy just comes through and makes everything better, right? So it's really, really hard to kind of leave that sense of comfortability. I can only imagine, because you guys know I don't have kids, but I can only imagine the comfortability that there would be there, you know, if you had the man in the home and the kids love him and blah, 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 and he contributes and everything. So it's going to be a rough road if she really wants to leave him. But either way, he directed the video and the video looked great. I'm happy for new music. And Cardi said, you know, she's really not going to let her anxiety get to her this year, that she's really going to go for it and just continue to release music, singles, and then hopefully a full album. And yeah, we're here for it. I'm excited for it. All right, let's get into the next topic. BMF premiered and Big Meech is rumored to be released in as little as 10 months, that he could be out by 2025. So BMF opened their third season. You know, BMF attracts the biggest stars in cameos and like side roles. This year, they're going to have 2 Chainz. Cynthia Bailey's in it now. Sweetie, like they really ran the block up. A lot of black actors, actresses, rappers, like people have been tapped to be a part of this project and they've been joining this project. So we love to see that. And then on the heels of their premiere, we found out that Lil Meech's dad, Big Meech, Flannery, has been moved to a low security prison and that he's working in a corrections program to be released early, and that he could be released as soon as 9 to 10 months from now. So as you guys know, he has drug charges and stuff relating to the things that are on the show, that they talk about on the show. And he's been in jail now, I think almost a decade or so. He's been in jail for a long time. And so with these new drug programs that they're coming out with, he is eligible and may be able, you know, for parole and release in about 10 months. So I was like, wouldn't it be awesome if the also BMF just got renewed for a fourth season. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, wouldn't it be awesome if he was able to play his older self in the fourth season, because it's chronological, right? So like we have from when they were teenagers and now they're like in their mid 20s, getting into their 30s, and then he could play himself in his 40s or whatever. I was like, that'd be very, very interesting to see. But shout out to him and the family. I'm sure they're very excited to have him be released. And now he can actually be a part of his own show. I mean, imagine, you know, you trust your son with it. You trust your family with the story. But now you can actually tell your own story. So this will be definitely interesting. And I think it'll kind of boost BMF a little bit. I like BMF, you know, but I think it can make it even better by having the real people in it. All right, so let's get into this next topic here. Sweetie confessed that no one cares about her music after not releasing an album for 3 years. So Sweetie sat down in a candid interview and she basically said the reason why, you know, she held off on her full length album is because people did not seem interested in her music when she posted her singles. Now, Sweetie is not the first artist to bring this up. Chloe Bailey said this, Hazley has said this, and it's basically saying that until you have a super viral song with TikToks all over the place, 1 million streams, 1 million downloads, a ton of people listening to it, the record labels will not put an album out. We've also seen this happen with Normani. Now, regardless, Normani finally got a album release date for her project, Dopamine, and, you know, we're hoping that it's amazing, but I feel like this is the same formula that happened with Chloe. It took so long, like, to get a viral hit, even though she had been getting hits, that they just decided, okay, now you're going to put an album out. So they put her album out. It didn't sell. She goes on a tour, you know, to promote the album. The tour went well. People enjoyed the tour, but it was just like, well, we have to put something out, so we're going to put something out. So I can understand what Sweetie is talking about, because it really does get to the point where you're just like, the label is fighting me. She said she felt insecure about her artistry and her music because the label was just like fighting her, and they wanted her to go a different direction because it wasn't selling, but she wants to continue to do the things that she's been doing. And I will say, you know, I do enjoy Sweetie, but I think overall the rap, and not just her, but just in general, the rap game, like, we need some producers to get in the studio and make some beats. Like, I'm all here for a sample. I said I like the song that Cardi B put out, but it's just like, I'm ready for some new beats. I'm ready for somebody to go into the studio and create something. It's just like, time and time again, we're just getting the same kind of refiltered songs over and over and over, the same beats. And it's like, you know, that's fine. But it just gets to the point now where it's just like, okay, at what point are we going to get something brand new, versus just samples? Cause you know, Sweetie's made her whole career off of samples. She hasn't had a hit without a sample. And I think that makes her insecure as well. So I don't know what's to come for her music, but I like the way that she was really candid in this, interview, and she kept it real with this interviewer. She has a new single out, Richtivities. It also samples a song. So, you know, get out and run that up for her. But I just feel like maybe less samples, more wordplay. Because I remember the Icy Girl freestyle that we all kind of fell in love with Sweetie from. And it wasn't a sample. She was really rapping. You know, she really sounded great on the track. And I think we can get back to that place. But I think it just comes with a little more confidence than hopping on a sample that people already like and just kind of sliding on it, you know. So it takes a little more. All right, let's get into this next topic here. Oprah leaves Weight Watchers board of directors after having success with Ozempic, and the stock plummets. So this was crazy. Last week, Oprah basically stepped down from Weight Watchers. Oprah has been on the Weight Watchers board of directors since the 90s, I believe, as a chairperson, as a spokesperson. You know, she used the points for many, many years to lose weight. And, you know, allegedly keep it off, but I guess she still wasn't the size that she wanted to be. And so she started using, weight loss drugs, that suppress your appetite that were originally designed for those with diabetes. We all know it has hit the block hard, and now all of Hollywood is on Ozempic, and looking skinnier than they've ever looked. In Oprah's case, looking pretty good, though. I mean, Oprah is 70 years old. She just celebrated her 70th birthday, and she's always kind of chased a smaller figure. She's always been a thicker woman, and she's always chased a smaller figure. So she's finally been able to achieve that with the Ozempic, and she stepped down. So honestly, I understand why she stepped down. I also understand why the Weight Watchers stock is plummeting. Who wants to sit there and count points and cook properly and do all these things when you could literally just take a shot that will give you the results that you have been looking for, you know, with no issue? So this is something that a lot of people are encountering. I also just caught like a snippet of Heather Gay from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And she was talking about Ozempic, you know, really taught her that body positivity is not real. She's like, I fought with my body for so long. I wanted to be positive about how I looked. I wanted to be, you know, confident in how I looked. But in actuality, when I was given something that made me slimmer, like everyone else that I was working with, especially on this cast, you know, this is what I was looking for. This is what makes me happy. Like, I was being body positive because I didn't have a choice. And now that I do, I really enjoy being in this slimmer body. I was like, oh, God. And that is a lot to unpack. That's a whole podcast in itself. But I say that because I think a lot of people feel like Heather Gay, that I'll be body positive if this is the best body I can get. But if I can afford the surgery, if I can afford the Ozempic, if I can afford the weight loss drugs, I'm definitely going to do everything that I can afford to do because I want to be in a smaller body, and I want to be closer to the standard of beauty, which is, you know, T-Crew, you decide how you feel about that. I honestly feel like it's sad that people tie so much weight into what they look like. However, I'm not on TV every week. I don't have to look at the hate comments. I don't have to look at people, you know, calling me the quote unquote fat one of the cast. And when she was starting to date, people were making comments about maybe lose weight if you want to pull, you know, a good man and stuff like that. So I've never had to deal with that kind of level of public scrutiny about my weight. So I won't judge Heather when she says that, you know, she really wants to be like her other castmates and stuff like that. On the other hand, it's just extremely sad to see people kind of reduce themselves to their weight and, you know, thin is in and thin is great and everything else is just not great and not in and not acceptable. Which is sad because people come in all shapes and sizes and, you know, there's nothing wrong with being yourself and looking, you know, the way that you're naturally figured. Some people are just naturally figured to be a little bit wider and thicker because that's just their body proportions. And I don't know. It's just like, all I'll say is just don't go too far with it because you think you're doing something to make yourself look better. And you go too far with it, then your face is all drawn in, your body looks weird. I'm just saying, like, you know, easy with the Ozempic because it can really take your appetite away for, like, good. And then you're just sitting there, like, forcing yourself to eat. You could create an eating disorder like that. So, you know, I know you guys are going to do it, but take it with a grain of salt, I would say. All right, this has been our trending topics. Stay tuned for our sports report.
Hello, hello, hello out there, and welcome to the Sports Update with J-Rob. Today I'll be covering both the NFL and the NBA, so let's get started with NFL news. In NFL news, the Super Bowl, the 58 overtime coin that was used to determine possession in overtime has been auctioned off for $26,300. The proceeds will benefit Hawaii relief efforts. Also, in NFL news, former Washington Commanders and Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy has been hired by UCLA to be the offensive coordinator and associate head coach of their football team. Bieniemy interviewed for the Washington Commanders head coaching job but was not selected. And finally, in NFL news, the salary cap for the 2024 NFL season will be $255.4 million per team. The salary cap for the 2023 NFL season was $224.8 million, which means there was a $30.6 million increase. Now we're moving to NBA news. In NBA news, Atlanta Hawks guard Trae Young will be sidelined at least 4 weeks due to a finger surgery. And finally, in NBA news, Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr has signed a 2-year extension worth $35 million. With the extension, Kerr will be the highest paid coach in NBA history. And this has been the Sports Update with J-Rob. Have a wonderful week.
All right, T-Crew, let's get into my favorite part of the podcast and the deep dive. And honestly, this week, I was trying to think of something lighter. I know we talk about like heavy topics, like last week we did Wendy Williams and everything going on with her. So I was like, I got to find something that is super, super light and fun and no little to no drama. I was going to say no drama, but there's a little bit. There's a little bit. Because I know you guys like that. And when I hear like inside tea and stuff like that, I know you guys want to hear it. So what are the summer concerts I've heard about, the ones I'm thinking about going, the ones you guys might think about going to? Let's get into them. Janet Jackson is on tour. Now, I've heard great things about Janet Jackson's tour. I'm excited because it is around my birthday that she'll be in my area. So I possibly will be doing that for my birthday, but either way, you know, Janet's an amazing performer. She has been performing a lot lately, like more often, but Janet is one like Mariah that will drop into seclusion. So for the girlies that have never seen Janet Jackson, it's definitely experience to see her. I've seen her before. in 2008. And then, you know, I had tickets to see her again, but she actually ended up getting pregnant with Elias and rescheduling that tour for like last year. And then this year she's doing a Together Again tour. Janet is a performer. Like, you will never see anybody coming away from a Janet Jackson show not getting everything. I mean, she mixes her hits with current songs, and she's been sampled a trillion times, and sometimes she'll use some of those samples in her concerts. Just really good concerts. Overall, highly recommend. If you live in the area, you might see me there. The next concert, Usher. Usher is doing his present, future, past tour, whatever he's calling it. It's kicking off in Vegas and it's going to end in Vegas, but he has a lot of dates on here. So, you know, you should be able to find some tickets. Atlanta has like 4 dates. New York, I believe, has multiple dates. Philly has multiple dates. So he's trying to give multiple dates to the big cities so that, you know, if you want to see Usher, you should be able to see Usher this year. Versus, I know in Vegas, a lot of people had trouble getting tickets because it was a smaller theater, because he wanted a more intimate theater because he was doing the roller skating and interacting with the crowd and doing all these things. So I think that, you know, that's just something that if you want to see Usher, now is the time. This is definitely your summer. All right, let's get into Nicki Minaj's tour, which kicked off on Friday. Her Pink Friday tour is going to be continuing through the summer. And it kicked off in Oakland, California. Let me say this, and don't attack me, Barbs. Please don't attack me. I feel like the controversy that happened with Meg Thee Stallion before her tour kind of soured some people. So the people that are coming to this tour are hardcore Barbs. As a result of this, there has been a couple fights and things in the stadium that have been captured. You know, Nicki has not made a lot of friends in the industry. So there is going to be a lot of negative publicity towards this tour. This is how I feel about it. If you are a Barb, if you really enjoyed Nicki Minaj's music, you are going to enjoy this tour because she does go through her catalog of her first album, her mixtapes. She has really plucked through her catalog and picked the fan favorites that she knows the Barbs and people that really enjoy her music want to hear. So if this is something that you want to listen to and enjoy, then I would say go. Now, you know, Nicki's not a dancer girl. She's not somebody who's going to be, you know, giving you a 5, 6, 7, 8 or whatever. But if you want to listen to the music, enjoy the music, dancers, backgrounds, drops, her costuming is beautiful. You know, you can go for that. The energy. I'm going to be like, not too much. Listen, at 41 years old, I get it. The girls are out here still touring, and I love that for them. I love that they have longevity in their careers. But I think that, you know, we as people that consume the tours, consume the music, we have to take this into consideration, right? So that's one thing. And then, you know, just in general, I think that it'll be a good tour for those that have been waiting and waiting and waiting to see Nicki. She is there. It is Nicki. So you will see her. All right, let's get into the next one. Mariah Carey is touring for the month of April. I'm hoping that it gets extended. And she is doing this in Vegas. So this is a big deal for the Lamely. Mariah Carey calls her fans the Lambs. And you guys know I'm a card-carrying lamb myself. But these dates are so strict. Now she's touring from, I believe April 6th until April 27th. So you really got to get in there. I feel if these tour dates sell out, and they could be sold out already, that she will extend into the summer. And I would love to see that because we all know Mariah loves to do her Christmas concerts. This year, she even did a Christmas tour, but we haven't seen her tour with her regular music in a very long time. And I would love to see that. I actually saw her for the first time in Las Vegas in 2018. And it was a regular music tour, not a Christmas tour. And I just loved it. I love, you know, God, I like grew up with her music. I love her music. You guys know, you know, we talked about this last week. We talked about the Reed podcast meeting Beyonce. And is there anybody that I could meet that I would feel that way about? And it is Mariah Carey. So hopefully she extends. If she does extend throughout the summer, that is definitely going to be my birthday wave. Like, I am definitely going out to Vegas to see her and enjoy my birthday. So we will definitely see that. All right, let's get into another artist. Now, Jelly Roll, I do like Jelly Roll. He is like a country rock artist, I guess you would say. I don't really like love his music. I just like Jelly Roll. I like him. I think he's a great guy. He's funny. He's charismatic. So I was like, I'm going to put my boo Jelly on the list because I like him. And I think you guys should go to his tour. And it's called The Beautifully Broken Tour. Being produced by Live Nation, and I think you guys should go, those that like his music should go and support it, because I really think, like, you know, I like him and I like his music. I don't like his music that much, but I like him, and I think I want him to have a successful tour. So you guys go over there and support it. All right, and last but not least, Chris Brown has been teasing an 11/11 tour from his album that he dropped in November, but we haven't got any dates. And I'm like, is this tour gonna happen? Is it not gonna happen? And he keeps joking. He's like, Team Breezy is knocking me over the head for these dates or whatever. Now, with this one, I don't know if I'm gonna go for real. I'm gonna be honest with you. I've seen Chris Brown a lot. I've seen Chris Brown many, many times. However, if the tickets are ticketing and it gets close to the show and they have tickets available, I may pop up. I don't know. I do not know. But as for right now, we don't have any information on the tour, except that there probably will be a tour. But his latest things that he's been performing is the Under the Influence. So, you know, you guys know how tours get down. Once they have the screens and the sets and all the things, they continue to use that until they do a new tour, a new set, a new screens and all that stuff. So when he headlined the Tycoon Fest, he did the Under the Influence tour. And he also performed that at Lovers and Friends in Vegas. It was the same tour that he just did overseas. The Under the Influence tour, which was a great tour. I, you know, was able to view it. I won't tell you how. Sorry, Chris. Listen, you guys are responsible to get on YouTube and make sure that all these full concerts are taken down. They got full concerts of Nicki, too. I was like, oh, Lord. But go support your favorite artists. Don't just rely on YouTube. I've seen him a million times, and I was just, like, bored watching YouTube one day. But go support your favorite artists. Go see live music. And as I was putting this list together, I was thinking about festivals. What festivals are you guys thinking about going to this year? You know, Roots Picnic looks strong this year. Lovers and Friends is always a hit, but people really talk about the dehydration and the issues in Vegas of being in those campgrounds and just being hot and just like nearly passing out to see people. And it's Vegas, so I can definitely believe that. I'm trying to think what other festivals. Firefly is unfortunately canceled. I don't think it's coming back to Delaware, which is a bummer. For those of you that know me, you know why. And I'm trying to think what else. But just let me know in the comments, what festivals are you guys interested in going in? And then also, what other light topics would you like me to talk about? Because I am a heavy girl. I'm a heavy girly. Like, these topics are fun and I enjoy them, but I lean more towards the heavy topics. So if there is a light and fun topic that you want to talk about, you know, that kind of pertains to what we have going on over here, please, please, please DM me and I will look into it. All right, y'all, this has concluded this week's deep dive. Please stay tuned for our outro comments. All right, T-Crew, this is my least favorite part of the podcast where I have to say goodbye to you. I just want to thank you guys all for running the numbers up as you have with the reels and the listens and following the podcast on Spotify. Just to mention that, if you listen to the podcast on Spotify, you can follow the podcast and get notifications when I drop new podcast or new mini sips. This is really helpful because you guys know, longtime supporters of the pod, the mini sips are chaotic, y'all. It's like whenever something breaks or whenever I get a moment or whenever I feel creative, I will drop one. So having your notifications on will definitely help you in that way. I know people have DM'd me like, talk about what happened to Kelly or talk about Vanderpump or talk about, you know, Rachel Levis's lawsuit. And I'm like, I did in a mini sip. So go ahead and turn notifications on so you get notifications every time I drop a full episode or a mini sip or any content whatsoever. Also on Spotify, you can leave me comments right in the app about what you thought about the episode. So if you want to do any of those things, those features do exist. As always, convict the cops that killed Breonna Taylor. We will not stop until she gets the justice that she rightly deserves, especially in Women's Month. Do something for a woman this month, okay? And if you didn't do anything for a Black person last month, double up and do something for a Black woman, okay? I'm just joking, but you know, it is Women's History Month, so try to get some education on women and the history of women and everything that we've done in this country in this month. I love you. Have a beautiful day or night wherever you are, and love you for listening. Bye.